It's been 87 years since our last podcast episode, and it is all Big Bean's fault. Also Rodney's fault, and probably Cliff's fault somehow, but not Dixie's fault, because she's hosting this week, so it was very kind of her. Anyway, not a lot of D&D happens in this episode, so, we're back to form. Someone gets an axe, but I won't tell you who. Let's roll.
Welcome back, family.
Not so quiet.
I'm sorry.
Just normal voice.
This is like my family.
I don't know how to gauge my voice.
So, last time we left, a lot of shit happened last time. We had Zod get a new patron. Vanta was going to kill her uncle. I won't tell him, I promise. Okay. Glenn is...
She could kill him or get tortured for, what, a thousand subjective years or
something? It was 300 years, and we were trying to get it down to 50. Mm. So, and Automan...
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, 50 years of torture?
Compared to the original number that I was given?
Mm. I mean, 1,000. Smaller.
Yeah. No, it was 300.
Okay.
300 or 400, I think. So, I did listen to that part. And you guys were kind of hiding like little bitches in Black the Kiss's room, because you opened up the portal so that they could pull the gold out and all that stuff. And I think you guys got some gold, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of gold now.
Got a lot of gold. There in that treasure was also, wait, what the hell is this? Oh shit, I forgot. I have, since this is Mary's iPad, I get everything. I know everything she does.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But she knows everything that we do, because I believe there was a dildo search.
Yes, there was a big dildo search on this particular device.
Lucky Mary.
Chrome would like to find and connect to devices on your local network.
Find them.
Yeah.
Find them, baby.
I hate Apple so fucking much.
It's the worst. I do not want to be part of their ecosystem ever again.
It's awful.
Like, even if you have all Apple products, it just seems restrictive.
Terrible.
Like, you're constantly like, oh, you got to get to your other device. Like, they assume you have all their things around you at all times. Like, oh, you got an Apple Watch, don't you? You must be wearing it. Like, shut up.
I don't have an Apple Watch. I hate you. Oh, my God.
I had to transition to a Mac at work for a while. I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
I hate Macs. They're even worse.
This is my work Mac from 10 years ago. Remember when Julio was like, everyone's going to use Macs?
He was so right. Julio was right about so much. He was not. He was probably one of the dumber people. He was very, very religious.
Eey.
Yeah.
Gross.
Exactly.
What did he do before he was a worthless director?
He was a worthless manager.
Yeah, but before that? Was he a worthless database guy?
Kind of. He was a worthless... Now, he wasn't even a database guy. He was a worthless help desk guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he knew iManage just enough so that he was able to fix a big problem.
Mm.
So it was very visible to all the partners.
That's all you got to do. You got to fix their email or their iManage once, and then you're good. You're golden.
Or just give them a real, real good slob.
Yeah.
Can't do that with their woman.
You could try.
Slob their small knob.
Ugh.
The tiny knob.
I always love big knobs. I'm not gay.
His knob's not big enough.
If I were to slob this knob, I would be gay. You know, I can't.
Need to slob a manly knob.
Literally, if everything else is a PDF, and this, it won't open this one PDF. Like, it's like, nah, I don't want, not that PDF. All the others are fine. Yeah, now it opened. Oh, fuck you, Mac.
Oh my God. Maybe it just allowed it to be yelled at for a while.
I'm sure Apple AI is not worried about it. Anyway, so you were, Vazad was communing with his new god. A lot of...
What was his god's name?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Can I start with a D?
Yeah.
Dionysus.
No.
I'm out of gods with D names that I know. Guy Cliff.
Big Dick Derry.
Yeah. Is that your god?
No.
I wish.
He wouldn't take me.
The first part's more of a requirement. My name's Derry.
Show me your dick.
Derry style.
Derry.
More of a grower. Are you? Technically.
Not a shower.
It's more of a one or the other, I think.
Are you? Oh, not a shower. Oh, you're a grower? No. No, I'm not.
It can only shrink.
I can make it smaller. Why is that helpful? Never been.
All right, go. I am.
De Niro? Is that who it was?
Why are we torturing him this way?
Because he loves to do this shit.
It was like the god of wine. Oh, fuck.
Wine and...
dancing.
Dancing.
It was the pink pony god.
Yeah.
Pink pony god.
Apparently she's a horrible person.
Yeah, I think you made her slightly less not horrible.
No, not the god. Chapel Run.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Who?
The woman who sings Pink Pony Girl. Chapel Run.
They're all terrible.
No, well, yeah.
I think it is it. It's Lyra? Lyra? I don't know. We'll say it's Lyra. That's fine. It's the same one. But basically, there's so many fucking gods. Goddess of joy, festival, dance, and contentment. Her followers are known for hosting massive, carefree celebrations. That's sounds right.
Nice.
That sounds lovely.
So, he's communicating with her. Not communicating.
Did he finish his naked summoning?
No, that's when we left it. It was like halfway through. She talked to her uncle and was like, hey, why don't you come visit? We're doing some stuff. And it's like, no, you're going to kill me.
<He's> smart.
No, I'm not. What? You were very convincing, by the way. So, like,
to be fair, that's probably a normal tactic in hell.
Probably. Blackthicus comes out and he's
like, law firms, I hear. Wolf of Heart. Gotta kill your manager.
We are Wolf of
Heart. That's how you get up.
Yep.
That's and
anywhere.
USA. STB, I'm not gonna say the whole name because I work there now.
STD, when you STD, work there.
When I work there. What's wrong with you?
Stop rubbing your dick on everything.
No, you wanted me to come in the office. This is what you get. This is how I come in the office.
This is how I roll.
You know what makes going to the office easier? Leaving at noon.
Does everyone do that?
I don't know. I leave at noon.
Every day?
I go in twice a week.
So you show up, you do the morning, and then your lunch break
you
is
have
you going
lunch
home.
Yeah,
because they only check your,
that's only the badge. Yeah. They don't check our time in yet.
Silly rabbits. So
stupid. Oh, but they are checking badges now.
It's a big fucking mess.
Ostensibly.
It's like they have a report, and no one has access to it. You can't tell how many times in a week you have. I can't tell how many times a week in my people are.
But you have all the access.
I don't have access to that because it's under the Power BI finance world.
I wrote that report for our company.
You're a monster.
I know. I don't care. I don't have to go in. So Black just comes back out and he's like, hey, guys, so yeah, we kind of emptied them out. They're going to be real, real pissed.
Yeah, that dragon was murdering people.
That dragon was, that was the dragon that you killed.
No, what do they call him? The regent, right? He showed up.
He didn't show up yet. No, I thought you were talking about the white dragon that you guys beat.
We killed the one.
Oh, I thought a dragon showed up and was murdering everybody.
There was, there,
There was a dragon by the gold in the secret vault that we fought.
No, yes.
Yeah.
And then we were waiting.
That wasn't Tiamat's region.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Back to the tapes.
I'm like 90% sure we had a dragon.
If it is, then I have a lot of...
Shut up!
All right, maybe we did it.
23. No, you fought something.
No, we did fight that dragon.
Yeah, that was just
I think it was just a dragon.
Yeah, that was just a dragon. Right.
Garden of treasure. Because, you know, they're not going to play it.
Oh, we got numbers for Rodney's character. His HP is 135.
Oh. Fuck.
He has things.
Would you like a writing implement?
I don't even have paper.
Oh, that's going to be a problem. I don't have paper.
I have all these things.
Oh, wow. She's so prepared.
He has to write them for you.
That's our Dixie.
Oh no, he has the. Do you need the marker?
I'll just use paper. Just got paper.
I don't need the marker right now. No. What do you mean? Oh, this? Yeah, I don't need the marker right now. Here. Oh, you're gonna do that thing.
His HP is 135. His attack. I think his attack bonus is plus 13. I assume.
That makes sense.
And then it's 1d10 plus 8, and you can use it 3 times.
Is that Rodney?
Yeah.
Tell him he's an asshole for not coming.
In case anybody wants a pen instead of mechanical pencil.
I don't like mechanical pencils.
And the pencil paint that's done by him, it's cool. Play about a farmhouse and your doors are cracking. Okay, so. We've established you just fought a dragon, not the Tiamat
yes.
region.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure I remember that.
Shut up.
Oh my god. So Blackthicus is like, hey, you know, in that whole mess of treasure, I found something I think you guys might be able to use.
Okay.
I don't think you'd use it.
Oh.
I mean, okay. I would love to give you something.
Hmm.
But a not treasure? That. No, it's a treasure of sorts.
I don't think it is.
It's a skin treasure.
No one's excited by that.
No one likes skin treasure. Yeah. So I found an axe.
Ooh.
I'm
sure, Weeblo's ears perk up.
Weeblo has so many weapons.
This one's pretty good.
He has a great axe plus 3 and a dragon slayer sword.
So this is a weapon grants a plus 4 bonus to attack and damage rolls, making it immensely powerful in combat. While weeding. Jesus fucking Christ!
You're an idiot.
I'm getting it together, guys. I don't have to read
so
that much.
So brutal! Oh my god.
While wielding this axe, you have an advantage on attack rolls against dragons.
Ooh, a dragon axe.
In addition, when a dragon is hit with this weapon, why is it not charging? Why are you telling me you're not charging? You should be charging. I don't know. When a dragon is hit with this weapon, it must make a DC 19 Constitution saving throw. On a failed save, the dragon takes an extra 3d10 damage of a random elemental type. Fire, cold, lightning, acid, or poison.
Wow.
You can cheat, but it's random, so I roll and figure out which one it is. But you might want to write down, it's for 1 is fire, 2 is cold.
I'm eating a donut.
3 is lightning, 4 is acid, and 5 is poison. What? There's no D5.
Where's the 6th one?
There's no
6 is normal?
6 is, I guess, roll again.
Question mark.
It is
pick your own adventure.
So here's the rub. Here's the rub for you. The Axe of Tiamat is sentient. It's the Axe of Tiamat, by the way. Possessing a lawful evil alignment and a cunning personality. It communicates telepathically with its wielder, offering dark counsel and urging them to seek power and domination.
Are you telling us this?
Okay. The Blacticus already did the identify and all that stuff. He says, yeah, you're going to have to, every morning you wake up, you're going to have to fight this thing to make sure that you are still you.
What happens if you don't win?
Oh, well, the axe, if you don't do it, the axe will, you become lawful evil.
Oh my god.
It's a little bit of a rub.
I mean.
It's up to you guys, but I mean. It's a real powerful axe, but.
I mean.
You giving it to him?
No, to our lawful evil.
That's Glenn looking at the already awful evil person.
She'll be fine. Yeah, it's a good point.
I don't really fight anything.
And you could probably, you can smite with an axe, right?
You can smite with anything.
Smite with a hammer. Smite with a toothbrush.
Ah, my fucking teeth!
Why did I do that?
Can you imagine? Ugh. All right, so I guess you guys are picking someone in the party that this mm-hmm. won't affect too much.
Let's do it.
Well, what do you think?
The you want it?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. You lose a point of armor, by the way.
That's fine.
Why?
Because her sword gives her an extra AC, one AC.
So it's only 26 now?
I only have 90 hit points left.
Although, to be fair...
Well, you guys can remember.
If you hit a dragon and smite, it's like... It would be... Because it's a 1d8 or 10.
Well, and don't forget, it takes a...
single hand, right? Or is it double hand?
What the fuck? What?
Why these are easy questions.
No, it fucking closed on me. For no reason. No reason.
No reason.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, I hate...
I'm glad you brought some reliable hardware.
Some good technology.
It's an iPad.
I buy my tablets from Temu. Thank you.
Very reliable. No issues. All right, what the fuck are you doing?
They don't have cameras.
Every so often you just hear a Chinese voice from it. It's fine.
Buku dinky dao.
That's Vietnamese.
Could be either one.
Racist is what that is.
Doesn't matter. Oh my god. Let me refresh this.
Can you send it to your phone?
This is fucking awful. I thought this would be easier.
Well, you're wrong.
I guess.
Nothing is easy. Life is pain.
Life is pain.
You're not wrong.
Except my mother-in-law's one more step closer to death.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's a good thing.
Wow. So I got that going for me.
I was just discussing with Mary that, you know, we don't really need, like, the big funeral.
Yeah, let's keep it a family thing.
She doesn't even talk to her family. That's the thing. Like, she has brothers and sisters. She doesn't talk to any of them anymore. She got into a big fight with three of them. So they haven't talked in, like...
That's what happens.
5 years.
Jeez.
And then the other one's, like, worse off than she is. He's probably gonna die soon. So he won't be around.
Is this another sibling?
Yeah. Yeah, the oldest of them. And then, like, you know, she doesn't go to church.
Oh, that's the...
She doesn't have any church people.
Is that the author?
No.
No.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about my mother-in-law's family.
Oh, not the...
Not my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Although we wouldn't really need a big funeral for him either.
What about all his fans? I really like your brother-in-law's work. I a little shake your hand. No.
Can I give him a kiss? Yeah, go ahead.
I just rub my penis on his lips a little bit.
Whatever, he's dead.
He won't care.
Give me 20 bucks.
It's a great price.
It is a kind of a deal.
You're just rubbing it a little bit. You
know. Not a big rub.
You're not undressing them. That's a whole thing.
There's no penetration. That's $100.
Yeah, well, the mortician would have to come back in and put them back together.
Bruce, where'd you get $200?
Hey, mortician, we're going to need ass up. if we can. Is that
red lipstick, please?
Is that normal? No, in the asshole. Is that normal for a funeral?
Do you usually... have googly eyes to put on his cheeks? Do they have to be googly?
Yes. Oh my god. I was in a
different... It was like, I fucking hate my job.
I can't imagine that people...
I guess it would only be rigor mortis for a while, right? And then it would loosen up again.
It does, yeah.
It goes away, yeah.
It starts to melt.
Well, it's like... the rigor mortis is all of your tendons and everything. Like, just that eventually just melts.
Turns to mush.
Yeah, kind of. Death is lovely.
That's why I'm getting cremated.
Yeah, me too. Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We can get a 2-for-1.
All right.
Do you want all of his ashes, or are you okay mixed with other people's that are getting cremated?
I can be mixed.
I don't care.
Nothing matters.
It's like with
It'll
pets.
Be like a big ash orgy.
Death party. Oh, orgy. Or orgy.
I mean, you're all inside each other, technically.
That is true.
I don't think you know what an orgy is.
But you just lay it on top of each other, right?
I'm an orgy. You wear women's skin.
I'd fuck. All right, so back to the once per long rest.
Sponsor, so you want? Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Once per long rest, you can invoke the axe's power to cast Dragon Breath spell as a 5th level spell without expending a spell slot. When you do so, the elemental type of the breath weapon can be any of the 5 dragon types: fire, cold, lightning, poison, acid.
Is that once a day?
Once a day. All right, with a DC 19.
And what's the damage for a 5th level? Because Dragon Breath.
I don't know, man.
Well, normally Dragon Breath is just shitty. You get it? Just when you're a dragonborn.
All right, I'm looking. So that's why Varying Human's
the best. Varying Human is the way to go.
5th level Dragon Breath.
Rodney sent his...
Picture of his dick?
The picture of his dick. Who wants it?
I'm good.
Too bad here comes... Here comes his dick.
Today's show brought to you by...
So it's a 66.
Oh, nice. That's pretty good code.
Damage. Depends on the type. Oh, okay. No, it's a, so... No, it's a cone. Yeah, it's a cone. 50-foot cone.
We'll write that all down for you.
Saving throw is dexterity.
Dixie.
I appreciate it. Sorry.
Oh, he is writing it down for you.
Thank you.
I sent her down. I sent you down another hole. What was that? Oh, the Stanford prison experiment.
That was great.
Such a good.
You never.
No.
Know about that?
6 days, man.
Only took 6 days.
It's amazing
for people to just
be ready
devolve.
To rip each other apart.
So Blackfist is like, you know, I wouldn't probably use this one. It's very tiny to me. Like.
Mm-hmm.
So
because your hands are so big.
Well, I'm a giant, so it goes with the territory. He says, "So yeah, I'm fine if you guys want."
Well,
to
thank
this.
You, Monty. Do you want this?
Sure.
It's gonna talk to you, but I think
you'll get along.
It'll just be yeah. You'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
You'll pick the axe up, and the axe is gonna go. Oh God.
All right. It'll be pumped, though, right?
No.
It'll be pumped.
Yeah, it'll be like, you're worse than I am.
I don't even have to convince you to kill things.
You just love killing. I'm getting a lot of drenched in blood imagery.
Do we say it was a one hand or two hand?
It is, it doesn't say.
One hand.
So I would say it's versatile. All
right. So it's a 1d8, I think, right?
1d8 for one hand.
1d10.
For 2,
yeah.
I believe.
Wait, so what the fuck was the 66?
66 was the dragon
well,
spell.
I have a great axe that's 1d10. That's not versatile. Is this considered a great axe?
I guess it's a great axe, yeah.
What was two hands?
What?
1d10.
Thank you.
Two hands. So you lose 1 AC from your shield, or from your sword, but you also lose... What's your shield currently?
Hold on. My shield. have no idea.
They're usually plus two.
I think it's plus two.
And then
she's got a 27 armor class.
Strength? What do we look? What are you?
The shield you have equipped.
I don't have a shield. I don't think.
You definitely have a shield.
You do.
It's on your character. It's on your 3D printed character.
A hand axe, a javelin.
That's your weapons.
Yeah.
Do you see where you have armor?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
I see. I have two armors. One on each side of my body.
Protects
this
me.
This armor? This armor.
I see two all armor, comma, shields, but that's it. Then what's the next question?
There's nothing there?
Mm-mm. It was probably a plus two.
It was a plus two, because I'm pretty sure she had, like, plate mail plus two as well.
Yeah. Okay, so when you have this great, so here's the thing for this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you want to use, if we're fighting a dragon,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's probably worth it to wield this thing.
Okay,
because it's a 1d8 plus.
1d10. We decided it's a great axe.
Yeah. Sorry, 1d10 plus
for two hands.
But with two hands.
Yeah.
So it's a 1d10 plus an additional 3d10.
If
it's against a dragon. It's
against a dragon.
Plus all the smites, right? So, like, if you smite at a level 4, right, that's another 60.
I mean, it's...
Like, you'll basically do a ton of... But you'll lose 5 AC.
Yeah, it's basically a dragon nuke.
Yeah.
That's fine. I have a question. 5 AC.
But if we're not fighting that, then you'll want your regular sword and shield.
Did you say 5 AC? Oh, right, 5 AC because of the shield.
Because the shield, yeah, goes with it. So, which is a significant amount of difference.
Yeah, you'll be down to AC 21 when you're...
Wielding. Yeah. Which is rough. Still pretty good, but not quite as good. So you'll take actual damage sometimes.
Mm.
Plus, you could use the dragon breath once in a while, which is super nice.
Yeah.
Once a day.
Once a day.
And for regular things, if you're fighting regular things and you do dragon breath, that's pretty rough.
That's up to you if you want to keep it on you at all times. Or
the dragon breath?
Well, no, the axe. The axe. Mm. But because it's also a plus 4... Whereas your sword is a plus 1, so your attack bonus goes up by 3, and your damage goes up by plus 3.
I just remembered, Tiamat's Regent did come, but only after you you stole all the gold.
Yes.
And he's just started killing everybody.
Yes, see, yeah, I remember
that. You were
that.
Right about that. But that, you didn't fight him yet.
No, I didn't say we fought him.
I thought you said you fought
it's
him.
Like, no, we hid in the him. Room. No thanks.
He's like, by the way, I don't know what his actual name is. He's probably got a lot of X's and Z's, but Tiamat's Regent is just killing everybody. So we're gonna stay in here. Hopefully they'll just leave us alone.
Yeah, we're still a little beat up.
He's like a toddler. He'll just tire himself out.
he'll tucker himself out eventually.
Maybe they're doing damage to him, and we can attack him afterwards.
Oh no, they're running in fear. Oh. There's no, they're not actually fighting back. They're just trying to save themselves, which isn't working well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think eventually he'll stop because he doesn't want to, you know, have no dragon army. So I think we're fairly safe. We'll probably be where we're heading, our destination in a day, which I haven't told you what it is because...
You did.
I did what?
Green field, green...
Yeah, got weird though. So...
Greenness.
Greenest.
There we go.
So greenest, what happened was there was a multi-dimensional portal that opened and brought... A entire city from a different world on top of Greenest.
Oh my god.
Everyone there is dead.
Oh my god. Not.
What?
What?
The trans people. Oh, we killed them.
You guys killed them, yeah. So, they were abominations.
That was a long time ago. It's a callback.
Yeah, so they're all dead.
Was that this campaign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember there was a castle filled with trans castle or something.
It was trans something, trans, wasn't transgender, but it sounded like transgender.
Yeah. Transgender manner.
Transcender, right?
Transcender manner, yeah. Yeah. Very fun.
Oh my god.
But, so what happened was this elven city was just bleeped out of wherever and plopped on top of Greenest. It's pretty bad. I mean, yeah, I'm sure they... didn't suffer.
You wouldn't want to be on the edge of that.
you wouldn't want to be anywhere near that when it happened. But it's apparently from Tiamat's world of choice. So I don't know what that is. It's in that book, but you know, it's all garbled and shit.
The book of the things that we have with the spells and the two moons and the thing.
Yeah, that. Yeah, it's come from that world. So that's where we're heading. And it's pretty scary.
Not like that.
There's a lot of draconians and dragon army, probably more than... They realized that they were running out of resources here, so they just plopped a big thing from another world to fight. What gods do. Gods don't care. Anyway, that's why I'm not religious.
That's why I'm not a god.
That's also why I'm not a god. So we'll be there in about a day, and you should see it on the horizon soon. It's a big city. I don't know how they did it. I wish I knew that spell.
Are they still trying to conquer it?
Conquer what?
Initially, they were going to go and raid Greenest.
Yeah, see, what happened was they were initially going to go raid Greenest, but what they didn't said is just drop the gigantic fucking city on top of it, and it's gone. Greenest just...
And now is that like their city?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I maybe misunderstood what they were going to say, but normally you don't drop another city on top of a city. Mm-hmm.
And you could drop it next to it.
They didn't do that.
Guess they're taking advantage of the roads. That lead to Greenest.
Right. They wanted to have the infrastructure there. Already. Yeah. The sewer pipes and
smart,
things.
Smart, really.
I wish they dropped the city on Philadelphia.
Except this part.
Except where we are.
Anywhere you go, say.
Don't murder her, everyone.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
That, you know what? I'm sorry. That barrel, it kind of looks like an asshole.
Wow, that's nice.
Right?
The one for the chili peppers?
Yeah.
Now she throws it out into the trash. I gotta get a new picture
but
now.
But I can't, like, if you look at it, it's like it's zoomed in. Right? Is it me or am I just?
It's you.
Am I
just it looks like the bottom of the basket.
Maybe it's the
basket.
Angle. Maybe it's the angle.
It's
on
a
that.
Basket. It's not even a barrel.
Oh, it's the angle.
We'll all take turns sitting in that
you
chair.
You should sit in this chair and then look because it looks like an asshole.
Right.
From here.
Great.
I can see two assholes from here.
Oh, I almost said it. Oof. Almost.
That beat you?
What?
Oh.
No. I know, I almost said.
Please don't beat me.
Thought we had a Bruce's joke race.
Real name. all right. So.
Okay. So they're going. They're gonna go. Group up with their new army from the other world.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where they're heading.
They're gonna be pretty mad with us, aren't they?
Oh, I mean, not. They're not gonna be thrilled.
I mean, they were looking for us.
I don't think that.
Maybe they think that we didn't do it now.
Yeah. I know. I'm pretty sure Resmir is not.
No, look, we probably overreacted.
I'm pretty sure Resmir sold you guys out, and she's not one of the people that were killed. So, sorry. But they for some reason don't think I had anything to do with it, which is great.
Well, that's nice. Good for you.
I told you this was going to happen.
You did.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't come as a surprise. So, all right. See,
it's the only way I come.
Again. I haven't even touched it this time.
That's a medical condition.
It is. I heard.
It's very debilitating.
From what I heard, it's awful. Yeah, it's not like something you want to have.
Like constantly coming.
It happens. It's very serious.
It's not a laughing matter, Cliff. Yeah,
it's not funny, you monster. It's a serious medical condition.
We don't want Cliff on these calls anymore. He's coming too much.
How do you keep it, Jeff?
You don't, probably.
I know. Even if your quarter looks...
If anyone knows, you wouldn't even want to, like, teams them.
No.
Like, hey, do you have a minute? And you're like, nah. Like, don't type mer, please. I know what's happening.
Stop using text or speech to text.
Just takes photos, sends them in the... I don't need to see. It's a debilitating condition. Actually, HR would probably, like, based on what I know about HR, would find some way to make it the other person's fault.
How dare you arouse her?
How dare you?
And with your ugly face staring back at them? Me?
I make no one come. Not even myself. All right.
So when I try to jerk off, my dick says it has a headache.
Not tonight. Rolls over.
Aw. Yeah, I'll play video games.
So as you get closer to the city, once a flourishing haven of elegance and artistry, Sylvaneste now lies in stark desolation. Its towers reduced to ashes, and the streets choked with memories of vibrant verdure lost. Verdure? What's verdure?
Verdure!
Lost to the fury.
These streets are choked with memories, I see.
Look at all the
How
memories.
How depressing.
Everyone just looks at Glenn. What the fuck are you talking about?
The memories of verdure.
Nestled within the ravaged lands of what was once greenest, the shattered city represents the fragility of elven heritage amid the relentless advance of Tiamat's fierce army, serving as both a grim reminder and a strategic point of resistance.
Should we alert the authorities?
You don't care about any of this.
Baldur's Gate might want to know that a city plopped down on top of another city near
the... I'm pretty sure a lot of people know.
Just FYI, this could happen.
FYI, Tiamat's army cities are plopping on top of other cities.
Not a normal thing.
Should have plopped it on top of Baldur's Gate.
Well, I think there was something to... You don't want to plop it on the city that you would get a lot of money from if you conquered.
That's fair.
Greenest is like...
Poor people.
They had a mayor.
So, there's only one building...
No, they had a mayor.
That stands.
Is the mayor okay?
He complained a lot about someone stabbing, and then I stab him.
Why?
Hey, well, beer?
I'm not drinking.
I thought he's put those in the fridge.
They were kind of cold because they were out in my bump room.
All right, do you want to put
them? You can put them in the fridge if you want.
Okay.
Bump room. In the dick.
No.
Jesus.
Dick pumping.
My house is awful, so the bump room has no heat. So if we leave the door open, the downstairs gets cold, and our heat is based on the downstairs sensor. But if we close the door, it makes everything better at night. But then when you go downstairs and open the bump room, it's like a portal to the Arctic.
Yeah.
You know what you should...
And then if you have to poop, like, 5 o'clock a.m. when you're watching your kid, and you have to go into the Arctic poop room. I remember it was like 4 years ago I had constipation, and I finally took like some stool softener, and I went and it woke me up at like 2 a.m.
Sure.
And I was like, well, I'll go downstairs because I don't know what this is going to be like. And I wasn't waking up.
Get loud.
It's going to be bad.
It was awful. I worked through constipation in a like a freezing 40 degree room. Like legitimately just like
so,
although that first poop from when you constipated a week,
yeah.
That was intense.
That's an experience. That's like a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
You start to see Golden Gates.
Did you require surgery?
I'm on Zepbound now.
It's the sound it makes when you have a cinnamon rolls and you pop the
thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Same consistency.
I don't think the anus should make that sound.
Zepbound kind of constipates you, which is what I'm on right now. Anywhere USA. And
It's some medicine.
Oh, this beer's actually pretty good.
And what, you didn't think it was a good pick?
I haven't had it yet.
Oh.
Work hard, drink easy. Will do.
Except for the first part.
Yeah. Work easy, drink easy.
Doesn't have the same ring.
So I've been having every, 3 day, but it's still the same kind of thing. And it's like, it feels like it's coming out sideways.
Do you want these in the fridge as well?
They were cold. If you can put them in the fridge if you'd like.
Okay.
They're yours now.
But please, keep going with the poop conversation.
Okay. You can manually dig it out.
No, I don't want to.
What's that called?
Sorry.
There's a name for that.
With the poop knife?
Manual.
Oh, don't put the poop knife in your anus. That's your cutting the poop afterward.
Yeah, you cut the poop after with the poop knife. I guess there's a poop scoop you would use for getting it out of your butt.
Fingers.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, that won't work. You'll just go through it.
What?
You can't hook onto it. What are you talking about?
Depends on if it's dried out.
No, I don't have dry feces in my asshole. That's not what the thing is. It's just constant.
That's what constipation is. Is it stays in your bowels and it sucks too much moisture out and then it kind of built up.
Well, regardless, it's like
it's not enough water, right?
Yeah.
It is very dry dukes, but not like you know dog shit you'd find lying on the sidewalk dry. Didn't turn white or anything.
That doesn't turn white anymore.
What?
Dog poop doesn't turn white anymore.
Oh, that's
why?
True.
Because they changed. They used to have bone meal in it, and that's what turned it white when it dried out. They don't feed that to dogs anymore.
So it's not white.
Yeah. So if you tell kids the white dog poop, they're gonna just look like you're a fucking lunatic. Have no idea what you're talking about.
You know the white dog poop.
Yeah, remember white dog poop?
You know white dog poop, but when you had landlines. Get out of here, Grandpa.
On my rotary phone.
Used to play jacks down by the soda fountain.
Go to the pharmacist.
Yeah, I did play jacks at one point in my life.
You were very poor.
Well, yeah. Part of it.
They weren't jacks, they were just some rocks.
Jacks and marbles we used to play in the poor areas.
Marbles.
They were just rocks. We couldn't afford real marbles. They were 99 cents.
Just don't roll it.
Anyway, so yeah, it's basically you only see one building that looks pristine. You can assume that that's where the...
That's a nice building.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where Father Rush and...
Of Despair?
Of Despair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep.
In case there's another one.
Just in case.
Keep you Father Rush.
And,
I'm Father Rush of... I'm fine.
Father Rush is... it's okay.
Not so bad.
Not so bad. I've had worse. That is where Father Ash and Kreft Broken Boulder.
Who's that?
I told you. He's Father Ash's right hand man. He's not allowed to join the Dragon Army because he's.
He was the guy that. No, Father Ash rides the Regent every so often, right?
Yeah, Father Ash rides the Regent. Sounds much worse than it is.
He rides almost kind
of time. He's a dragon. Not he doesn't ride him in a sexual way.
Is this other guy?
You don't know. You can do both.
Kreft Broken Folder.
Is he a giant?
Nope. He is a Dwemer. Or Dwemer. We call him Dwemers. I think they call him Dwemer in some spots, but... As for giants, call them Dwemers.
That's about a dark dwarf.
Dark dwarf, yeah.
And he's
they're the worst.
Says Weebly. Yeah, I figured you'd feel that way. But he's not, since he's a dwarf, he's not allowed to join the Dragon Army because he's not.
And don't let me in.
Well, true, they did. But don't take offense to this, Weebly.
I'm going to rub that in his face.
Guess who's in?
Guess who made it into the Dragon Army?
Don't take offense to this, Weevil, but they consider dwarves a mistake race.
So. No, they're the mistake race.
I'm just saying. It's what they consider. Not me. I'm all for
dwarves. But I'm just
I'm all for dwarves.
You wouldn't like dwarves either.
No, I would not.
They're basically slave races to the...
Yeah.
Dwarves life matter.
What the fuck are you guys called?
Dark elves.
Yeah, there's another name.
Drow.
Drow.
Yeah. You wouldn't like a